This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. It's no secret that a lot of teachers have been leaving education over the last couple of years. Everything from the pandemic, political attacks, school safety concerns, low pay, and an overall feeling of a lack of respect have taken a toll on teachers. But what about the next generation of educators entering the field in a time of upheaval? KUT's Becky Fogel finds new teachers are optimistic, but are also aware this might not be a lifelong career.
If you listen to, read, or watch the news, you know there's a problem.
As students prepare to go back to school, the U.S. is facing an educator shortage.
You've probably seen it on social media, this teacher crisis, this teacher shortage.
Schools across the country are reopening their doors, but a nationwide teacher shortage has left many school districts scrambling to find alternative solutions.
And here's the thing, the teacher shortage isn't new, but it is a lot worse right now. Charles Martinez is dean of the College of Education at the University of Texas at Austin. He says this has been a chronic crisis for more than a decade.
So what's worse than a crisis? I actually looked it up myself and found the better word to describe the moment is probably a brewing catastrophe, a crisis that has become much more challenging in the face of the pandemic and the aftermath of the pandemic and the sort of divisive moments that teachers are facing and the headwinds they're facing as they enter the profession right now.
According to data from the Texas Education Agency, the 2021-2022 school year saw nearly 43,000 teachers statewide leave their jobs. The year before, that figure was closer to 34,000. While many factors are pushing teachers out of the field, Martinez says he's seen a growing number of students enroll at UT's College of Education over the last 3 years.
They are not naive about the reality. They know that the pay is lousy. They know that the challenges are great, but they also know that there's a calling and a moment in which that calling to be in service to their communities matters, and that's why they're here.
The fall semester got underway at UT this week. For some education students, that means getting ready to head out for their first student teaching placements, a scary proposition for some. But assistant professor Rosemary Torres told her class it'll be okay.
And I want you all to just take a deep breath and know that all will be well.
Melissa Leon and Annie Palmer are set to graduate in December. They actually both started out with different majors. Initially, Leon was a biology major, but she didn't like it. So she started thinking about what made her happy and kept coming back to the idea of being a teacher.
Growing up, I was like always pretending to play teacher with my younger sister. So like we'd print out like addition worksheets and I'd be like, you have a test. And I would be, you know, pretending to be a teacher. And like it did bring a lot of joy.
Leon says her own teachers meant a lot to her growing up. That was a big reason Palmer wanted to get into the classroom.
Giving that to another child is like a dream to me because I know it can totally change the course of your life if you know somebody cares about you in the way that, you know, teachers have the ability to.
Brandy Hartman started taking education classes because she loved working with kids in an after-school program. She graduated from Sam Houston State University and just started her second year with Austin ISD. When she decided to get into the field, a lot of people were supportive, but some also asked how she was going to make a living on a teacher's salary. No matter the pay, Hartman knew she didn't want a 9-to-5 job staring at a computer.
I would go stir crazy. I could not sit there. Like, I'm very, like, need to move around. So, like, with kids and students, like, I'm up and we're all around the classroom. I'm on the floor with them. I'm at their desk with them. They're at my desk. We're over here and there. Like, I need to move around. Like, I just, like, can't sit still.
Hartman is part of a program that's a partnership between the UT College of Education and Austin ISD. It's called Texas Education Start. The goal is to help mentor and retain early career teachers. Kelly Ocasio is one of the mentors. When she was a teacher, she had no work-life balance.
Friday nights, I was literally in bed by 6 p.m., just totally physically, emotionally exhausted.
Ocasio wanted to work with new teachers through the program to help change the system so they actually want to stay in the field.
We have to create a workforce where people can grow and become leaders and become the mentors themselves for future teachers. But that's just not happening systemically because people are leaving too quickly. So it was an opportunity to really think about long-term sustainability for the profession.
Second-year teacher Brandy Hartman says it hasn't been easy seeing so many teachers leave, but she gets it. She's newer and still has a lot of energy.
But who's to say, like, I personally don't know if I could do this for, like, 30 years. Like, it's really sad to say, and I hate to say that, but I have to do what's best for me at the end of the day, but for now, I do want to continue this career.
Soon-to-be teachers Melissa Leone and Annie Palmer say they know this is a hard job, and it does make Leone a little nervous.
Like, why am I doing this if every current teacher is just dreading their job? But, like, at the end of the day, like, being there with the students and, like, seeing their growth from, like, the beginning of the semester till the end is just worth every bit of it.
Palmer says in her heart, she wants teaching to be a lifelong career.
But I am very aware of teacher burnout, and I'm very aware that it is, you know, it's very tricky career to choose with finances and everything like that. So I know it's going to be really hard, but I do see myself doing it forever.
After seeing what other teachers are going through, Palmer's okay with taking a step back if she needs to. Still, she hopes she can push through and be a teacher as long as possible. I'm Becky Fogel in Austin.